So we'd like to welcome all of you to the Kunja Mutt. Kunja is some slightly sing, Jai Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Radha and Krishna are always performing their pastimes in the Kunja. And this temple is one of the favorite temples amongst a lot of the Babaji's and Goswamis, although it's not so well known to the devotees in our ISKCON movement. We've been coming here by Fakir Momo's mercy for the last 15 years or something. There's a very nice story about this place. You may know something about Shyamananda Prabhu, whose picture, small pictures here, on the left. And then his right is Rasikananda Prabhu, who's in a bluish complexion. On one occasion, Rasikananda Prabhu is a great Vaishnava in our line. If you don't already know who he is, we won't tell so many things about him now. But he was traveling here in Orissa to come to Jagannath Puri to attend the Rath Yatra festival. But as he was coming, the word spread to Orissa, oh, the Sadhu Mahajan, the Rasikananda Prabhu is coming with his two wives and many, many disciples. And all the local people became very excited. Oh, Sadhu Vaishnava is coming to my... I want him to come to my house. I want to feed him. I want to wash his feet. I want to hear some Hari Katha. This is Orissa. This is Mahaprabhu's place. People have such culture to this day. Sometimes when we're doing our padyatra in the villages of Orissa, many times, the villages, they greet us with their kirtan party. And sometimes they put banana trees and water pots out and turmeric in the road to greet the devotees. And they're very, very ecstatic and excited to see the Vaishnavas come. So Rasikananda Prabhu was coming, but he was getting a little held up. And consequently, he missed the Pahandi Vijay. When Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple in a drunken condition. He's drunk with Radha Bhav, thinking about Srimati Radharani. In the scene of this day, he sways back and forth like this when he comes out of the temple. It's a drunken fellow. He's been drinking that Radha Madhuri, the nectar of Srimati Radharani. So Rasikananda Prabhu had missed that, and he was feeling very unfortunate. I'm not going to be able to see the Rath Yatra. He was several days late. Meanwhile, here in Jagannath Puri, everyone was pulling a Rath Yatra cart, but something funny happened. Does anyone have an idea what happened? Mataji. How did you know? The Rath Yatra cart stopped. Very amazing thing that never happens here. Well, and try as they might, they got big wrestlers and the elephants and so many people, and the carts would move an inch. No one could understand what was going on. That night, something happened. Who knows what happened that night? You've heard this story before. Yes, that night, Lord Jagannath came in the dream of the king, something he likes to do very much, these two things. And he told him, "Oh Raj, I'm not going to move anywhere. I'm waiting for my very dear devotee, Rasikananda Prabhu. Because Jagannath, he's a devotee. Everyone is a devotee of Jagannath. He's a Jagannath. He's the Lord of the universe. Everyone is his devotee. But he's Bhakta Bhakti Man. He's a devotee of his devotee. He's Bhakta Vatsala." He said, "I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to move one inch. I don't care how many elephants you have me. Hey, you push my cart, Raj. I'm waiting for my devotee to seek another." The king woke up the next morning. Who is this Rasikananda? A special devotee? He sent messengers out all over Puri. You find some sadhu named Rasikananda. They were looking and looking. They weren't finding anyone. Gaurapriya, are you somewhere nearby? I knew you would like this story. She told me she wanted to hear more stories. This is a very nice story, and you're running away. So, they were looking everywhere for Rasikananda Prabhu. And some of those messengers had gone outside of town a little ways, and they saw a group of yatris, pilgrims, coming toward Puri. And they stopped him, Oh, sadhus, do you know some sadhu named Rasikananda? Yes, that's our Guru Maharaj. Do you know someone named Rasikananda? Who is that? Your father. It's not the same. Your father's name is Rasikananda Das. And he's named after this Rasikananda. This is his temple. So you have to know the story, because your father will ask you later on. So, they said, yes, our Guru Maharaj, he's Rasikananda. Acha, acha. The Gajapati Maharaj wants to see you. Come quickly. Sure. So they took him to the king of Puri. He said, you have to come, Lord Jagannath. He stopped his cart for you. Lord Jagannath wouldn't move his cart because Rasikananda hadn't come yet. Rasikananda, who heard that, he started crying. And he came there to that chariot. And standing there, he began to offer prayers to Lord Jagannath. Nilachala nivasaya nityaya paramatmane Balabhadra subhadrabhyam Shri Jagannathaya te namaha. Shri Jagannathaya te namaha. Rasikananda Prabhu had brought a very beautiful flower garland with him. It's a silk cloth, which he gave to the pandas there in the chariot, which they offered to Lord Jagannath. And when they offered those things, a very wonderful thing happened. No one was holding on to the ropes of the cart, but suddenly the cart started moving by itself. And everyone there said, Rasikananda Prabhu ki! They're very, very happy. So the king of Puri said, oh, this is a very, very special sadhu. If you become a very good devotee, then everyone will also say, oh, Gaura Priya, she's a very nice sadhu. She's a very nice devotee. And so that king, he called for Rasikananda, and he told him, I want to give you some gift. I'm the king of Puri. What would you like? And then Rasikananda, but we had two wives, but he said, no, I don't want any house. I don't need a car. I don't need a motorcycle, a television, anything like that. Not even a red bicycle. He said, but there's one thing I would like. In your temple are some very ancient deities named Bhatta Krishna. Small deity. I would like that deity. The king said, yes, definitely. So he gave that Bhatta Krishna deity to Rasikananda. And then he also said, but I should give you some property also to worship the deity. So he gave him this property, which is known as the Kunja Mutt. Because here in this place at that time, this is part of Lord Jagannath's flower gardens. At that time, this is a very big area. We'll say this quietly in English. Huh? But many people, they've encroached on the property now. And this pujari here, actually he's a sadhu. He's been here for many, many years. Just taking care of the deities by himself. Sometimes he doesn't have any money. He has very, very little. But he's very, very dedicated. It's under the jurisdiction of the Mahants of Gopijana Vallabhapur. They're taking care of this place. Every year, during the Kartik Mas, on Rasa Purnima, they have a big festival here. They ask us once to give a little lecture here. And they make a big kunja with all the different gopis, little cut-out paintings of the gopis and Krishna playing his flute, and very, very nice thing. And many persons come and they do kirtan and have some harikata and like that. So it's a very special place. We'd like to come here, bring the devotees here. Very few people know about this. And you'll see, if you come here sometime and you see the pujari doing artik, he offers artik to Shri Shri Radha Rashik Roy, and then he turns and he offers in this direction. Who is he offering in this direction to? This is the Pushpa Samadhi of Rasikananda Prabhu. It's on the other side, a very dilapidated old building you see there. So we like to come here to this place and we pray for the blessings of Sri Sri Radha Rashik Roy. Because Krishna, he can appear in any form that he likes. Sometimes the atheists, they say, ah, what is this deity worship? This is idol worship. But we say, dear sir, please don't be angry. God can appear everywhere, isn't it? Yes. God can appear everywhere. So why can't he appear here in this form? But there's a difference. As we were coming down the road, we passed a few shops. There's one Vaishnava who has a shop just across the street from Ganga Mata Goswami's Samadhi. And you'll see in his shop many, many little deities of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Now, I noticed, though, I was watching all the Vaishnavas here, and I didn't see any of you offer obeisances to those deities. Why didn't they offer obeisances, Gaurapriya? So many deities are there. Those deities are Krishna, right? So why didn't the devotees offer obeisances? Can you say? What do you think? You don't know. Because we may say they're not installed. But what is an installation? It's called pranapatista. And the pujari, he prays, Shri Krishna, yavaha, yavaha, yatista, yatista. And he calls the deity to come. He calls the Lord to come. So we worship that Lord after. But what is the real pranapatista? It's the love of the devotee. So we don't offer respect to those deities which are not installed. But deities which are installed, we do. But even amongst deities which are installed, there's a difference. Those deities which have been worshipped by some great Vaishnava with so much love and for a long time, then Krishna's presence is very powerfully felt in that place. So we're very fortunate to come before their most worshipable, merciful lordships. Sri Sri Radha Lalita Vishaka Rashik Roy. Sri Sri Radha Rashik Roy Juva Ki. Sri Rashika Nanda Prabhu Ki. Go Prem Anandi Hari Hari Bo.